Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale, and welcome to the Old Time Radio Gems Podcast, featuring rare, unique radio programs from radio's golden past. You know, it is a real pleasure to bring these shows to you and to share my passion for old-time radio. Mystery Play Internet Radio is listener-supported, so I really need your help to take care of some future expenses. So, if you really enjoy these programs, please consider sending a monetary donation via PayPal. That's www.mpir-otr.com. mpir-otr.com and click on that donation and support menu item. After you take care of your own personal expenses, if you find some loose change in that couch or in the car, please consider sending it my way. It would truly be appreciated.
Street, New York, is well known as the home of swing music. Five blocks away on 57th Street is Carnegie Hall, the home of symphonic music. It took a long time to move swing music those five blocks, and here is the man who did the moving, Benny Goodman.
Thank you very much, Don, and good evening, folks.
To open the show, Benny Goodman and the boys play Zing Went the Strings of My Heart.
Thank you.
Out in the San Fernando Valley is a little ranch that has produced one of the finest cows in the valley, one of the largest melons in the county, and one of the biggest lemons in California. And here he is, Victor Borga.
Thank you, Don.
Say, now, Victor, this is news to me about your ranch. How did you ever happen to become a farmer, and how was I so late?
Well, because you couldn't be so early. Well, Benny, when I first came to this country, I saw this gorgeous ranch, and I said to myself, Victor, I said to myself, this ranch is for you. Buy it. Settle down. Get married. Raise a family. Live off the land. That's what I said to myself.
So you bought yourself the ranch, huh?
No. You see, when I arrived here in the United States, I didn't understand English, so I didn't know what I was saying to myself. But later on, I learned English, and I understood what I said, so I took my advice and bought the ranch.
Well, now tell me, Victor, just how big is your ranch?
Well, Don, if you got on a horse, maybe that wouldn't be so good. Benny, if you got on a horse, right? Right in front of my house, and you ride all day, you don't even stop for lunch, and you keep riding till it gets dark.
Yes?
You'll be 73 miles away from my ranch.
Oh, now, Victor, I'll bet your place isn't very big.
Oh, it's big enough. I've got 20 cows.
20 cows?
Yes, and I milk them all myself.
Do you make much money?
Oh, I pull down about 100 a week.
Victor, do you really like having a farm?
Oh, yes. Just think of it, Don. Plowing the fields, hoeing the corn, threshing the wheat, pruning the trees. Just think of it.
You do all that work, Victor?
No, I just think of it. And at night, you know, after a very, very, very hard day, I love to have a good dinner and sit down in my armchair and listen to all the latest news.
Oh, you've got a radio.
Oh, no, we've got a party line.
I guess you must raise all the food you need on that ranch.
Oh, yes, I raise vegetables, fruit, and I even produce my own pork.
Oh, do you dress the hogs yourself?
No, not all of them. I dress the boy hogs, and my wife dresses the girl hogs.
Victor, it seems to me this ranch must take up a lot of your time.
Oh, it does.
Well, then how do you find time to practice the piano?
Oh, I work that out. See, I milk a cow with one hand and play the piano with the other.
You mean you take your piano out in the barn?
Oh, no, my wife wouldn't let me do that.
I didn't think so.
No. So I bring the cow into the living room.
But I still don't see how you can milk the cow with one hand and play the piano with the other.
Well, I'm going to show you now.
Well, I'm listening.
Very, very simple.
Thank you.
on. I just
want... Where is Victor Borger? I must talk to Victor Borger.
Lucille Ball!
Now, look here. I want to talk to you, you Danish dairymaid.
Say, what's the matter, Miss Ball?
When I came out to your ranch and you asked me to appear in this program, what did you promise me?
1,000.
That's right.
Well, didn't you get your 1,000?
Yes, but 15 of those eggs were overripe.
But Miss Ball, my chickens tried very hard. After all, they are only human. Besides, 15 bad eggs out of 1,000, that's a pretty good average for laying eggs.
Yeah, what's yours?
By the way, Miss Ball, you look very familiar to me. Do you have an uncle in Copenhagen?
No.
His name is Pedersen.
No.
Lars Pedersen, nice fellow, 5'10".
No, I tell you, I do not have an uncle in Copenhagen.
Well, maybe it was your aunt. I remember we used to go in swimming together and... Oh, no, it couldn't have been your aunt. You know, Lucille, I used to see all your pictures when I was in Denmark and you looked so beautiful. But in person, you look even more beautiful.
No, oh, you're just saying that.
No, I'm not.
Well, somebody just said it.
Really, Lucille, I'd love to have a date with you. You are so fascinating.
Oh, Victor, you're just flattering me. Take away my face and take away my figure, then would you want to go out with me?
No. But I would love to go out with the one who took them away. But, Lucille, the trouble with most of the pictures you see in Denmark is that they give the wrong impression about America. Gangsters, cowboys, and Indians.
Say, something ought to be done to correct that impression.
That's exactly what I thought. See, I'm going to make a picture about America and send it to Denmark.
Oh, what story are you going to use?
Well, somebody mailed me the most wonderful book about America.
What's the name of it?
Summer Edition.
Summer Edition? Who wrote it?
A couple of fellows named Sears and Roebuck. I'm going to make a picture out of it. What a story. Oh, what a plot. What characters. Oh, there's a great part in it for you, Lucille. How much would you charge to play it?
Brother, your chickens can't lay that many eggs.
Oh, come on, Lucille. At least read the part and see if you like it.
All right.
Well, I've got 3 copies of this new book in my dressing room, and I'll go and get them.
And while Victor's gone, Art Lund joins Benny Goodman and the orchestra in their sensational recording arrangement of Blue Skies.
Shining so bright, and I never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they buy blue days. Are all of them gone? There's just nothing but blue skies from now on. Sun shining so bright, and I never saw the things when they were going so right. Noticing the days are hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they buy blue days. All of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on.
Thank you very much, Benny. Now, Lucille, here's your copy of the book.
A Sears and Roebuck catalog. You still think it can be made into a picture, huh?
Oh, yes, I have all the parts marked.
Well, what part do I play?
There's a picture of a beautiful girl on page 26. That's you.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm.
And on page 53, there is a picture of a handsome farmer.
Gee, that's me.
We love each other, but something is keeping us apart.
What?
27 pages. Now, here's where the story begins. Music, Benny. Oh, Lucille, let me look at you. Oh, I'll always remember you as you stand there, number 273A. Multi-striped cotton seersucker with generous flare, skirt, and inverted front pleat. Available in sizes 12 to 18.
And you should see the hat that goes with it on the next page, number 62H4. Pert beanie, skillfully fashioned from vat-dyed cheesecloth and luxuriously spangled with waterproof buttons.
Yes, and it's priced at only $2.98 and compares favorably with other hats costing $3. Look, darling, I have brought you a present.
What is it?
Yes.
82634. L'amour to du la delage toujours de la vichyssoise perfume in the giant 2-gallon economy size.
No. I have brought you chrysanthemums.
Oh, flowers.
Oh, no, seeds. Plant these seeds in the late fall. They are fine early spring bloomers.
How did that get out of the underwear section?
Lucille, I'm madly in love with you. Will you marry me?
Yes, you have swept me off my feet.
That's because I use a spick-and-span easy sweep broom. By simply attaching a bag, a motor, a brush, and a electric cord for this broom, it is easily converted into a vacuum cleaner.
Listen, who is ringing Big Ben, the two-tone door chime that operates equally well on 10-volt transformer or small storage battery?
Oh, I'll open the 18th-century oak panel door with the brass-bladed hinges that are guaranteed not to squeak. Oh, I must fill out complaint form 22B.
Who's there?
It is I, Don Wilson, Stiley Stout. I have come to ask for your hand.
It is too late. Victor has already proposed to me.
Oh, how could you become attached to him?
9234, sure stick flypaper.
Why marry him? I can give you everything your heart desires. 3867D, satin type slip with non-skid shoulder strap.
I am yours, Donald.
Wait, I can give you 7289C, genuine imitation gold-plated charm bracelet with charms that cleverly spells out, oh, you kid.
I am yours, Victor.
Wait, I can give you...
I am yours, Donald.
Wait until he tells you what he's going to give you.
Oh.
I will give you 40370, squirrel-dyed mink coat with imitation rabbit collar.
Ah, just a moment. This fellow is lying. He cannot give you 40370.
Why not?
Because 40370 is temporarily discontinued.
Oh, no.
Well, Victor, if I can't have her, then neither can you.
Watch out, Victor. He's going to stab you with number 2473, little gem combination ice pick, potato peeler, corkscrew, and pipe reamer.
If that thing had 2 more attachments, it would have been too late.
Quick! Quick, call the police!
I must flee! I must take a powder!
Flea powder, number 223A. Look, Victor, he's getting away in his bicycle. Notice the tubular reinforced frame, sponge rubber seat, and positive action sure grip handbrake.
That's the model without the handbrake. Well, now there's nothing to stop us from getting married. We'll settle down on page 417 in our 2-room prefabricated house that can easily be erected in 6 hours by any overgrown child. and comes with plumbing attachments ready for easy installation.
Is the house in a nice section?
It's right between the chicken wire and the bath towels.
And, Victor, will you carry me over the threshold?
Yes, if your shipping weight doesn't exceed 125 pounds.
And as the years go by, darling, maybe the stork will bring us a few little ones.
When ordering, please specify size and quantity. Oh, don't go away, Lucille, because here's Benny Goodman and the sextet playing I Want to Go Where You Go.
Victor Borge peruses his album of piano favorites to bring us a medley of waltzes.
Don, before I play this medley, I'd like to tell our audience something about the waltz. The waltz is a very popular dance. It is written in three-quarter time and is very popular because it leaves the one quarter for time for necking. Well, thank you. The dance begins when you move your left foot forward. Then your partner moves her right foot backwards. This is so she doesn't get kicked in the chin. In this medley, I'm going to play a couple of popular American waltzes, concluding with one which really isn't a waltz. But then if Wayne King can, who am I? Play Victor. Oh, I'm Victor. ¶¶ Well, Lucille, do you think my dramatization of the Sears and Roebuck catalog would make a good moving picture?
Well...
Oh, I know it needs a lot of work, but I can get my writers, Jay Summers and Jess Goldstein, to fix it up, and my director, Vic Knight, to show us how to read the lines. By the way, what costume do you think I should wear?
I think you should wear 249L, comfy, cozy, straight jacket. Good night, Victor.
Good night, Lucille.